This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: fronds with benefits as kiwi food. Brand leans into the tropics as weather patterns shift. In a move feeling more barley than paihia, New Zealand-based Exotica is making waves with a bold, botanically charged product line, yelling aloha to the future and goodbye to bland. The country's leading grower of tropical plants and fruits, Exotica is fast becoming a poster child for weather smart food innovation. Their secret? A mix of horticultural hustle, zero compromise on quality, and a product range reading like a tropical tasting tour for the senses. Freeze-dried dragon fruit, botanical extracts, mango spice cubes, and a sugarcane juice so fresh it practically hums. With El Niño knocking and New Zealand's weather chart looking more equatorial by the year, Exotica isn't just adapting, they're thriving. Where others see shifting seasons as a threat, Exotica sees an opening, and that is to localize the tropics, to grow smarter, and to bring exotic flavor homegrown to the local and global table. They're not just farming fruit, they're farming futures. From their expansive subtropical nursery, New Zealand's largest, by the way, Exotica has carved a niche at the intersection of gourmet wellness and climate agility. Whether it's a turmeric root destined for a naturopath's tonic or a lychee extract heading into an upscale gelato, every offering is natural, vegan, halal certified, and beautifully packaged with serious export swagger. And yes, they'll be front and centre at the Fine Food New Zealand Expo this June, slinging samples, telling their story, and probably triggering a few culinary crushes along the way. Exotica isn't your average food startup. They're the rare breed understanding flavour, integrity, and weather sense aren't mutually exclusive. They collaborate with overseas growers who share their ethical values. They're New Zealand-owned, export-ready, and blissfully unafraid of papaya-coloured disruption. So if you're wondering what the future of kiwi food looks like, take a whiff. It smells like guava, it tastes like purpose, and it might just be wrapped in banana leaf and served with a wink. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.